720 WGN on the road with Dane live here in the Allstate Skyline Studios. High atop a slightly gloomy, a little bit cooler. I think people are appreciating a little bit of the cool weather as we get into what is officially tailgate season. And oftentimes those road trips, the sport road trips, are the best one for our show today, our abbreviated show coming off of the Northwestern Wildcat game. We are going to have Dan Marguerite. He's going to join us from the Backyard Barbecue Store in Wilmette. He is not in our own backyard, in a much better backyard. We'll talk to him in just a second. After that, we're going to have Will Ulazic from the Little Heroes League fundraiser. They've got some of the best chefs, some of the best events coming up as far as one of their fundraisers for an incredible cause. We'll hear from Will about that and ways that you can get involved and support it and participate and go and maybe win some great prizes. We'll be involved with that as well. Coming up a little after 3 o'clock, I hate to say this, Harvest, right? And Ashley in the booth as well. Great to have you here. It feels like, and I know that you're a student, right, Ashley? And it's fall. Does it feel good to be fall? I mean, feel good to go back to school? I hate to let summer go.
I know. Yeah, I'm excited to go back because this is my last year, so I'm living it up and trying to finish out strong. But I'm also like, but I like fall. So fall for me, I guess, is a refresher. I enjoy summer, but fall is also like a woo. So I go back to school and it's also like, oh, hey, it's fall.
Fall is like a woo. Well, that's a great way to approach it, too. Of course, we've got after fall, winter. Nobody likes that. But here, Chicagoans, we're tough and we can take it. But fall is coming up. And it's one of the things people love about the Midwest, certainly Chicago, the change of seasons. Harvest Fest, Fulton Market Harvest Fest is coming up. And the one and only our resident Iron Chef here in Chicago, of course, from Girl on the Go, Top Chef. And again, Iron Chef Stephanie Iser is going to be joining us a little bit after 3 o'clock to talk about one of the events that she co-founded that brings not only food but music, excitement, and some of the best chefs not only here in Chicago but from around the country. They will be here as well, so stay tuned for that. Then again, it is tailgate season and we are going to tailgate it up because you know when you take a road trip and you're going to your favorite stadium, you're going to want to have everything that you need. Sunny Anderson, you know her from Food Network, one of those great stars, and of course, one of the hosts of The Kitchen. She is not only a great television personality on the culinary side, also a radio host, a veteran, so many different things. She's great, but also an inventor, and she has invented the Inflatium, which allows you to bring sort of a snack stadium, but she's thought of everything, and now she's included not only a cookbook in there, some recipes and some other things. We're going to hear from Sunny as we kick off tailgate season, the NFL season starting, Bears, Packers tomorrow. You're going to want to be ready. Stay tuned for that. Meathead Goldwyn is going to join us, kind of give us all the info on some hacks for your tailgate, some equipment, grills, and gadgets, all that kind of stuff. Stay tuned, and hopefully we'll be able to get Beth Peterson in. She's written a best-selling book called The Tailgate Cookbook. She is great. Stay tuned for that. Right now, a place where you can get most of the things that I've talked about, he will not be there to show them to you because he is someplace awesome, is the one and only Dan Marguerite from the Backyard Barbecue Store. Dan, welcome to WGN.
Dane, thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for... Here's the thing. You know, we as Chicagoans, Chicago area Midwesterners, we love where we come from. Wherever we go around the country, we brag about it. I know that you are doing the same where you are. You are bragging about your Chicago roots, but I'm guessing the people there, the locals, are like, eh, right? Tell us where you are.
Well, right now, I'm overlooking this valley at Bengi Vineyard, and it is, needless to say, spectacular.
So you are out in wine country, Napa Valley.
I am. Yes.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah. I mean, did you think that you'd be generating maybe dangerous amounts of envy by telling us that? But, well, tell us a little bit about it. I know I saw some of the stuff on social media, and you usually, I think you're obligated, right, to add in some grilling to everything you show. You had some great food,
yeah.
Also some great grapes.
We did, yeah. We've had some good wine. Yeah, we grilled some pork belly the first night we were here on his beautiful XL egg. And then last night we reverse seared some giant steaks he had it brought in from somewhere that were obscene. But they were so good. It's awesome. So, it is decadent, the way we're eating and drinking.
And I know we're going to have to, you know, I know you've gone there to kind of get away from it all, decompress, relax, not worry about business in the store. But this is one of those weekends where I think just the attention of the grilling and barbecue community kind of converges on really one of the great places to do it. You got your backyard. Of course, you can do that as well. But also, you know, for tailgates and things like that. So let's talk about it. It's the Backyard Barbecue Store.
Absolutely.
in Wilmette. You are the visionary leader of that great institution. So let people know what's there, because it's more than just grills.
It is. It is. It's all. Yeah, we do classes. You know, you can sign up for. We sell every grilling accessory. If we haven't found it, we're looking for it. I'm curious about that one you're talking about with the next woman, the stadium thing. So, yeah, we sell it all, whether it's something to take on the road for your tailgate or whether it's something in your yard you want to build in.
Yeah,
now, we got it.
The thing about this, too, is for the, we'll get the address, and not only the website, but also the address up there. I think it's on Green Bay Road, right, in Wilmette.
Yeah.
And one of the things that you do is you have built sort of this kind of paradise for grillers and enthusiasts of barbecues. And I got to tell the listeners, too, you know, there are a lot of great hardware stores around the Chicagoland area where they have a section for it. Even Home Depot, Lowe's, they've, you know, dedicated a certain amount of the floor space to barbecues, trying to get people what they need to kind of cook things. But you offer not only the expertise and the insight and the instruction, the advice, you know, a lifetime of being in and around the industry, but also some classes, too, and opportunities to meet some kind of barbecue heroes. You had, you know, Charlie McKenna from Lily's Q. You had him in there.
Yeah, he was there Thursday night. Yeah,
and he's great. I know listeners of the program and certainly people around Chicago barbecue fans know that. But talk about some of the events that you have there where people can get in, get their hands on some barbecue.
Yeah, well, so like this coming, I think 2 weeks, we have Chris Marks, who's a guy from Kansas City, coming up. Charlie McKenna will be back later on in the fall. You know, there's a number of times we've had your buddy Ray Lampe in for book signings. So, yeah, anyone that has a lot to do with barbecue, we try to get a hold of and get them to come through, whether they do a teaching or whether just a book signing, or even just we had Meathead, who's going to be on later. He did a little seminar about his book when it came out. It was awesome. Well, you know, people love that stuff.
Yeah, they do. They do. And you've benefited from the fact that they do. But you're there, right? You're there as a supportive element in the whole world. When it comes to tailgating, and unfortunately for the listeners, you won't be tailgating in the parking lot, you know, up in Green Bay.
No.
In hostile waters, if you will. You'll be there watching it on a mountainside overlooking the vineyards on a big screen. So you'll be suffering.
Yeah.
But at Backyard Barbecue Store, when it comes to some tailgate supplies, what things do you have there that you think maybe people should pick up on their way to Green Bay or their next tailgate?
Well, we sell a lot of, like, this time of year, like the small, like, Weber Q grills that are gas. You know, we sell their charcoal grills that people take tailgating. You know, we sell coolers. We sell all that type of stuff that you'll need for your tailgate party, you know, even bags, games, and things like that. But, you know, it depends. A lot of stadiums are outlawing charcoal now, which is somewhat sad. So we sell a lot of that Weber Q. It's a gas grill that you can just fold up, put in the car, and take, you know, because people want to, especially in this type of weather, pop something out and grill right there in the parking lot.
Do people use any of the pellet smokers, you know, when they? I mean, are there any that are actually portable? I know it takes a little bit of time, so maybe it's not in there. But those are electric. You could use them, I guess, right?
It does. Yeah, Green Mountain. They make a small one that actually comes with a lighter plug, so you can plug it into your lighter in your car. you know, it's a small. Nice. So you're not gonna be able to smoke ribs or something unless you get there really early. But yeah, you could do certain things on them, because those will go to 500 degrees, so you can technically grill on them. You know, when I do pulled pork and stuff like that, I usually just wrap it and put it in a cooler and bring it, you know, instead of trying to do it on site. Obviously, it would take way too long.
Give us also, before we let you go, the information, the website, and some of the other things that are going on there. I know occasionally you'll have the opportunity to kind of host events, right? You can have your own party there, and you've got the opportunity to have beer, even doing some craft beer and some other stuff, some food, right, where you actually utilize some of the equipment to make some great stuff at Backyard Barbecue.
Yeah, we do a lot of, private events, but I do beer dinners. I love beer. I got some beers on tap there. And we do a lot of stuff like that. We do wine dinners also, and we do a lot of classes that, you know, you can sign up and learn how to do different things on the grill, whether it's smoking or just, you know, next month we have a seafood class our chef's going to do. You know, people get intimidated by stuff like that, but yeah, it's a great, a great spot. I encourage everyone to please come by.
BackyardBarbecueStore.com is the website. And last thing before we let you go, any predictions with some of the offseason moves? As you know, Bear fans are enthused about the possibilities.
Oh, yeah.
And to start off against, you know, the longtime nemesis up there at Lambeau, I think a victory would really add a lot to the confidence for Bear fans. What, you know, a world away out there in wine country, what are your thoughts? Do you have a gut feeling?
I'm drinking the Bear Kool-Aid for sure. I love our defense. I think we're going to chase our little nemesis Aaron Rodgers down and take a victory up there.
All right. No better way to take a victory than to enjoy it with a great tailgate first, wherever you are, even in your backyard or up there at Lambeau Field. And, Dan, thanks so much for taking time and jumping on. Enjoy.
Hey, Dane. Thanks for having me.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. We are going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have Will Ulazek. He is on from Little Heroes League. Their 2018 fundraiser is coming up, and we are going to talk about it, all the things going on there, ways you can get involved. Keep it here. It's On the Road with Dane, 720 WGN.
Hi, this is Phil LeBeau from CNBC TV, and you are on the road with Dane on WGN Radio.
It's time to move on. It's time to get going. What lies ahead?
720 WGN. It is On the Road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studios, and we talk about a lot of motorsports, a lot of great trips, road trips, family road trips, transformative travel, good. Good causes, good places to go, and one of the great places to go is coming up. It's the Little Heroes League 2018 fundraiser, and Will Ulazek is in studio. Will, welcome to WGN.
Thank you, Dane.
So let's talk about it. I know that this came highly recommended in Chicago. This is one of, you know, for all those reasons that we love it, you know, whether it's just, you know, the good people, the family, the tradition, the sports, the architecture, all those things. But I got to say, Chicago, it's chef community. It's just philanthropic community. I think the caring community, Chicago is just filled with great, considerate, caring people. And, so let's talk a little bit about what's going on with Little Heroes League.
Sure, Dane. Thanks for the opportunity. So we were formed only about a year ago. And in that short time, we've provided ourselves created an affiliated organization with Lurie Children's Hospital right down the street here in Chicago. And what we've done is we've created a foundation, a public charity specifically, to help babies born with medical complexity achieve their best life outcomes through what we call early life care coordination. And to piggyback off your point, the community here has been unbelievable in terms of this first year of existence. And we're going to have that instantiated in this event here coming up in a few days regard to the silent auction, live auction items, and also the fact that we're going to have Jim Cornelison kick us off. It's going to I heard you talking about tailgate theme. That is the theme of our event. It's going to kick off the tailgate season. So we got Jim singing. We've got the Jesse White tumblers on the field. We've got mascot races. It's going to be fun. That's why we called it a fundraiser.
You build the fun into it, and you have to. Sometimes that's what it is you allow people to come in, have a great time, meet some of their heroes, get inspired. Like, nobody starts off an event, I don't care what it is, like Jim Cornelius. He's been on the show a number of times. He starts, of course, the Blackhawks game. He's like the voice of the kickoff for the Blackhawks, the Indianapolis 500. He does it. That is a great addition to it, and you guys are going to be super pumped once he's done. I don't know how you're come down from that.
I don't know either. It's a tough act to follow. That's why my remarks are going to precede Jim.
Oh, that's probably bet. Yep. Probably a good bet. Now, think about this. So we build a lot of fun into it. It is going to be a great night for it. And you mentioned building in kind of the tailgate theme. We'll talk about the location for it, which is very, very cool. But let's talk about the inspiration. It's good to support good causes, and there's so many worthy ones out there. This one hits close to home. It's personal.
Yeah, it's very personal. My granddaughter, Livy, was born with multiple health challenges, something that the industry calls medical complexity. And at first, you think you're...
No, is that just something that's kind of an overall, it could be a lot of different things, but it just isn't, there's challenges right in the beginning.
For sure. And the multiple challenges could be issues with heart. In Livy's case, it was heart, it was vision, it was hearing, it was a cleft lip and palate, and some intestinal issues. So she has a syndrome called CHARGE, and I won't go into the acronym per se, but it instantiates itself with these types of characteristics. And as it turns out, what we learned was there are 12,000 of these kids with medical complexity born every year in Illinois alone. And our experience with Lurie's, little Livy spent almost 300 days in intensive care units in Lurie Children's Hospital.
Wow.
So you get to meet the parents, you get to obviously to meet the kids, and also you get to meet the caregivers, the nurses and the doctors. And I tell you what, all of them are heroes. The kids are heroes in terms of what they go through and their resiliency. The doctors and nurses certainly are, and the parents. That's who I almost resonate with the most, because they're the ones who got dealt this hand, and now they're going to have to really get down and dirty in terms of the you know, the care of their child and trying to manage their child, especially with these multiple situations.
It's tough. I mean, just as a parent of three kids, and thank God all of them have been, you know, healthy and have been, but you wouldn't know what you would do. And what's tough about it, another thing, is you go through this whole emotional roller coaster, right? Because you're so excited, you've got a new addition to the family, and then you get hit with all of this stuff. It's got to be really super overwhelming, especially at that time.
Yeah, exactly. It is super overwhelming. And that's precisely why we formed Little Heroes League, because what we want to do with this is, again, help these babies born with these complex conditions, you know, get to their best life outcomes by providing this care coordination. And really what that means is we're going to be, in a sense, helping project managers of these kids' health and well-being. We're going to be funding multiple nurses and social workers. And what those folks will do is really provide, you know, some project management, some coordination of all this care, beginning with things like the government services that might be available,
wow,
the whole insurance situation and trying to navigate that. And then, of course, the whole medical environment in today's world, as you know, is really complex. Not just the therapies, but, you know, the way you navigate through the system and get to the best outcome.
Man, and that is the kind of thing, right? Because it's an out-of-the-blue situation. You're hit with things. You know that the costs are astronomical. What is the best decision? And like you said, it's at a time when I think you're probably very vulnerable emotionally, too. It's tough, right? So to have some of the social workers built in, having someone help you kind of navigate what is the right thing to do. And then also, too, you mentioned Lurie is your partner. That's a great partner. You know, before we get to the location, talk about that, because that's, you couldn't ask for a better partner in this.
Oh, absolutely. And it's just a fantastic facility, and the nurses and doctors and the administrators and the executives have all been fantastic. And what was interesting about this is when Livy was born, we tried to figure out what could we do to really impact the situation, because we weren't going to raise, you know, just a ton of money our first year, but we wanted to have impact. And the great news was Lurie and we came to the same conclusion. That is that these care coordination services, which had been cut due to lack of insurance funding and lack of government funding, was really a sore spot and a soft spot right now in the coverage. And we could come together, us really generating the fundraising and consulting, actually, because of our experience on what needed to happen, and them in terms of integrating it right into their core processes. That was the key for me as the founder and the chairman of Little Heroes League, is we didn't want this thing to be a one-off. We wanted it to be integrated right,
wow,
with Lurie's and really provide something, right, in this case, right in the neonatal intensive care unit, the NICU, where these new babies, these babies with medical complexity, come into the world.
Yeah. I mean, think about this. You go through it yourself, and instead of being completely overwhelmed by that situation, which is extensive, you mentioned, you know, the surgeries, the time, the NICU and all that kind of stuff, is that instead you take that, you deal with it, but then you say, hey, if we went through this, this could be something. It is something that's a challenge for other people. We've got about maybe 30 seconds if you want to give the information on the event itself. I know it's Thursday at 6 p.m., Soldier Field, Midway, 1410 Museum Campus. Talk about that and the website. People can get in there, support it, you know, and get out there and join you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dane. It's our website is www.littleheroesleague.org, just the way it sounds. And again, it's September 13th, Soldier Field. It's going to be a tailgate theme, so people are wearing jerseys of their favorite sports team.
Nice.
We're going to have, you know, kind of ballpark food associated with the event. We're most importantly maybe going to have an open bar from about 6 to 10:30 associated with the event. And we're just going to have a great time. It's going to be a lot of fun. I mentioned Jim Cornelison's going to be there, Jesse White Tumblers. We have our own pep band, which is made up of some of the local university kids. So we're going to have a great time.
Little heroesleague.org is the website. We're going to have it up at WGNradio.com as well. Good luck with everything. Bless you for doing it. Hope all of our listeners or many of them can get out there and join you, tailgate, and do it for a great cause, helping the kids. Will, thanks so much for being on WGN.
Thank you very much, Dane. Appreciate it.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have Stephanie Iser. She is going to be joining us from the Fulton Market Harvest Fest. It's coming up, so stay tuned. Right now, though, it is straight up 3 o'clock in news time. Hear the sounds that matter. The top five at five from the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis, weekday afternoons at 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. It is news time, and here's Bob Kessler.
Yeah, I just want to tell you right now that
Hi, this is Stephanie Izard, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
I really do believe that something's got a hold on me, yeah.
I must be love.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio, high atop Chicago. And this is a city that has a lot of amazing events. It has a lot of amazing personalities in the food world and the culinary world. None more amazing than our next guest. Of course, you know her from Girl and the Goat, Little Goat Diner, Duck Duck Goat. She's one at all, Top Chef, and she is our resident and reigning Iron Chef, the one and only Stephanie Izard. Welcome to WGN.
Hi, Dane. How are you?
I'm good. I am good. I'm excited, right? First off, it's a little bit of, bittersweet because you're giving up the summer, right? You're heading into things and words and you're using them like Harvest and Harvest Fest, but you're making it easy, right? Because you've created one of the best events we've got going.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm excited. It's we're doing a little earlier this year so we can prep sort of the end of summer, just leading into Harvest. And it's going to be a beautiful week this week. We got all the rain out of the way, so I'm looking forward to so much fun.
It is the Fulton Market Harvest Fest, and it is coming up all next weekend, and it is going to have all the things that you know and love and expect from anything that Steph Izard would be involved with, but also, and talk about some of the other things that you've built in. You've got not only food, you've got some great music.
Yeah, it's great. It's taking a street fair and sort of marrying it with a food and wine festival, so we have almost close to 18 food demos going on throughout the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Then simultaneously, there'll be a number of different musical acts going on the music stage. There's still room in a couple of the classes. There's some wine classes, beer classes going on right in the middle of the festival in our Harvest Hall. So there's all sorts of ways to come and enjoy. And there's a kids area as well, so you can bring your kids. It's not just for 21 and over, so should be fun.
Of course, on the social media side, you know, you get a chance and you share a lot of the stuff that you and your family and your son are doing and all that kind of stuff. Was that part of it? It was like, well, I'm going to be here. He's going to have to be here anyway. Let's make a kids area. Did you think, hey, get kids involved? Maybe they're that next generation of great chefs.
Yeah, you know, I think we go to a lot of food and wine festivals around the country, and the thing that's always kind of a bummer is if you have kids, you can't bring them with you. So now you can bring them. There's some entertainment for them, face painting, kids yoga, all sorts of pumpkin decorating, of course, with Harvest coming. So lots of stuff for them. And then meanwhile, you can be sitting on some Goose Island beer, watching some cooking demos, kind of just getting a little bit of everything.
Well, guilt-free, too, because it's for a great cause. You've got some really great causes that are involved here in Chicago. Some of the best ones that Chicago Food Depository, Share Our Strength, is great. Pilot Light, I love those guys. I mean, you built them in.
Yeah, it's every event that we're doing is benefiting a different organization. That way we could spread the love a little bit, bring some folks in and really raise awareness while we're enjoying and doing something good at the same time.
So when he looks at the chef lineup, of course, you'll be there. Fabio, he's national but also local. Hugh Atchison's going to be there. Kristen Kish, that's great. Mindy Siegel, of course, she'll be there. What was your thought process in, because you've got a lot of great chefs that we know and love here in Chicago, but bringing in some of your friends from around the country?
You know, we get to see each other at events in all these other cities that we kind of fly around to. So I wanted to really bring them to Chicago and kind of showcase Chicago. And it's kind of bragging about how great our city is and how great all the folks that come to the festival are just there to have a really good time and just show them that Chicagoans love food. And they are so excited to meet all these chefs and watch different demos and attend dinners and all that.
It is Friday, September 14th, that evening from 5:30 to 10, then Saturday all day and night, and Sunday all day and night as well next weekend. It was cool to see two of the people. It's great, like Jamie Bissonette and Ming Tsai. You've got a whole kind of a, like, Boston represented there.
Yeah, they're going to be doing a cooking demo together on Saturday afternoon, and I'm I think that one's going to get a little crazy. I think the Ming is flying in some salmon, and they're doing like six different dishes. But the two of them together are like a little slapstick comedy at the same time. So.
I cannot. Yeah. Oh, they are both great. And let the listeners know, too, they are absolutely great. Not only the great food, obviously the reputations precede them, but they are a lot of fun to hang out with. It's going to be a blast. FultonMarketHarvestFest.com is the website. We're going to talk with a bunch of people coming up next week and throughout the weekend, kind of highlighting some of the fun as it happens. But, Steph, thanks so much for taking time out and jumping on the line with some preview, and we appreciate it.
Awesome. Hopefully I will see you next weekend.
All right. Thanks. We'll talk to you soon. Bye. All right. Stephanie Izard, she is we just love her. She's just great. She's done so many different things. She's, I know, appreciated around the country, and of course a reigning Iron Chef, and so that's cool too. And to have her put together this event is just another great event addition to kind of that landscape of cool things to do here in Chicago. One more time, FultonMarketHarvestFest.com is the website. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit of tailgating, some of the things that you need, the accoutrements. Sunny Anderson is going to join us. Hopefully she has invented the Infladium, and we'll talk to her. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN.
Here comes the sun. Comes the sun.
Yeah, 720 WGN, right. On the road with Dane, live here. The Allstate Skyline Studio, talking about tailgating. Today we are going to have Meathead Goldwyn. He is going to be talking with us a little bit after 3:30 about some of the supplies that you need, some of the things that you've got to have for that ultimate party when it comes to the tailgate side. And hoping to have Sunny Anderson, you know her from Food Network's The Kitchen. Hopefully she will be jumping on the line with us as well. And but she invented, we can go into it a little bit, the thing called the Infladium. And this allows, you know, there's people, you see it on TV, let's say you're watching the Rachel Ray Show, or you're watching one of those programs on there, The Chew, or even Good Morning America, when they talk about, you know, kind of getting ready for the big party, and you're going to do something at your house, you want it to be great, and then you make sort of this kind of snack stadium, and it's a stadium kind of situation. It looks sort of like, if you're doing it right, I'm not sure that I could make one, it looks kind of like a box, right, shaped like a stadium, maybe a little bit bigger, and you can have all of your snacks in there as well. You can have, you know, your like sandwiches, a little kind of a bin for chips. You can have some other things going on. So everything's kind of at the ready, and it gives sort of that theme of the game. One of the things that that Sunny created, she invented it. It's called the Infladium, and this allows you not to have to build it with a lot of glue and, you know, construction paper and markers and all that kind of thing. It's got everything built into it, and all you do is just inflate it, and you are ready to go. And it's one of those things that's pretty cool, and it's cleanable, right? You just take it out into the yard and hose it off if you wanted to, and you can there's little separate things you can pull out and clean, and hers comes with a cookbook, some recipes, some other things built into it. So hopefully we'll be able to get a chance to talk with her a little bit later on before the end of the show. I know we've got a time zone issue. The other guest that we're hoping to have on, and I know that she's ready to go on the line, is a good friend of ours, Beth Peterson. She is the author of the Tailgate Cookbook. A little background on Beth is that she has she's lived it. She's walked the walk. She is not only someone who enjoys tailgates, as we all do, but she has been part of the tailgate tour for ESPN Game Day. She has traveled around the country. She has sampled the wares of the world's tailgaters, right? And she has come back from the mountaintop and kind of put together some of the best things and some of the great things that you can enjoy. But here's the other part of it, too, is she's kind of elevated a lot of those things beyond just what you'd see as far as hot dogs, hamburgers on the grill. You've got cocktails. You've got things with a little bit of flair. You've got some desserts in there. She is on the line with us, and I'm honored to say this is really cool. Longtime tailgate guru, now best-selling author of the Tailgate Cookbook, the one and only Beth Peterson. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you, Dane. It's a pleasure to be on today. And I love the I went up the mountain, and now I'm back again with all the great recipes from tailgating around the country. And they're all here in the Tailgate Cookbook.
And here's the thing that's different about it. You go online, you go to the bookstore, there's a bunch of books that'll cover kind of the tailgate style of cooking and eating, you know, whether it's backyard stuff or outdoor stuff or game day stuff. Talk a little bit about the thought process. You knew, having experienced it all, And of course, want to let people know, a Master Chef alum, a World Recipe Champion. So you have all the street cred that you need in order to go ahead and put the thing together. But what were you thinking that was lacking in the world of books related to tailgates?
Well, one of the big things that I saw that was lacking is it's just in general, sort of a focus on the what I call the tailgate table. And that's all of the appetizers, desserts, the side dishes, all the stuff that doesn't get like the glory. You know, everything that goes on the grill gets, you know, the guy at the grill gets all the glory, right? But there's all of these people that bring all the side dishes, the appetizers and desserts, and actually a lot of them are the women. We do a lot of the cooking and a lot of the shopping for the food that gets brought to a tailgate. And there were no books that were really kind of geared towards women or people that were interested in doing all of the stuff that doesn't get that, you know, that grilled, you know, grilling grub kind of food. And so the book is really beautiful. The images are gorgeous, and the food is very portable and fun food, but, you know, kind of has a nice flair to it too. Like, for example, some of the recipes, one of the recipes is a sushi donut, which is super portable and fun to bring out to a tailgate, believe it or not. Easy to bring, easy to make. And really fun and like super fun looking. People are like, you know, just like it's such a like a centerpiece and an attention getter too.
Sushi donut?
Yeah, sushi donut.
Oh my gosh. That's like, you know, we all think back to some of those, you know, times when, let's say, you know, they were creating the light bulb or electricity or, you know, other important, the cure for polio, you know, important things. And of course, the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, the two great tastes that go great together. I think we can all agree throughout the listening audience that donuts are good. Sushi, I love sushi. Not everybody does, but I think those are the people that maybe are just a little afraid of enjoying it, right? You get those together.
Yeah, I think so.
That sounds crazy. It sounds crazy, but yeah. I'm sure it's good, right? You've tested these.
Very good. It's very good. It's like, you know, a sushi roll, but like in the shape of a donut, and got lots of really cool flavors and super portable because you make them in a mini donut pan. So like what you would do, like bake donuts in, like a mini baked donut pan, you form the sushi donuts out of that.
Wow. Okay.
So, and then you just, and it's super portable. You put it in a cooler, you have a top on it, and you put it in a cooler and you can bring them out there and you wow people with it.
Here's the other side of it too, is on the cocktail side, you know, the Bloody Mary is one of those things that certainly has been integrated into the team photo of things that you need to do, and you can stick all sorts of stuff on it. Everybody loves to do that. And then it's like cold beer, right? That's what it is. But I think you've come up with some different kind of takes on maybe the theme of something. Like, don't you have like a Bloody Mary, kind of a spin on Bloody Mary that's just
yes.
Totally different?
It's a signature of mine, a signature appetizer, I guess, or drink, or it's in between. It is a Bloody Mary Jello shot. And it's so good and so cute. It's in a Campari tomato. It comes in a really pretty little Campari tomato that's been halved. And, you know, you pop that in the fridge with the gelatin mixture, the Bloody Mary gelatin mixture with, you know, obviously spiked. And you serve those. People are blown away. They're like, wow. First of all, the flavor is awesome. You get to bite into the tomato if you want to, or you can just do the shot of the Jello shot. And they're really fun and different.
Here's the part of it that I think is really cool. And this is something that I know that you love. There is a lot of work that goes into it. I saw one of the social media posts where you were talking about, you know, it's kind of like having a kid, and you know what that's like. So, you know, you've got three great kids. Yep. And a couple of them are football players. One's a college football player. And so you're all part of that kind of stuff. But,
yeah,
you know, the writing,
sure.
Writing of a book is a difficult thing. And I've been kind of, you know, with you since you were talking about doing it and now doing it. And now you see it. And of course, you hope for the best. You never know. Right, how it's going to go. Talk a little bit about how well it's been received and just how that feels, because now number one, you know, on Amazon in its category still to this day for a while now since it's come out. You can find them at Costco. I'm seeing some of that. What's that like?
Oh, it's just so satisfying, because honestly, it is so difficult to write a book, you know, especially one that has beautiful images. It just, a cookbook is one of those things you have to, you know, really get creative with your ideas. These recipes have to be your own. So there's a lot of testing involved. So it takes a ton of time. And it's that, you know, that kind of taking nothing and making it into something, that whole process, it's always going to be a little bit painful in the midst of that. And yet super fun and exciting all at the same time. So just so thrilled to have gotten it to this point, and I'm just really excited that it's so well received right now.
Yeah, you're not alone. A lot of people are excited about it. Obviously, the success shows that, and I think it's partly because, number one, it's so unique. It's such a very cool take on and a new perspective to that thing, the tailgate. We all enjoy it. Now we can enjoy it even more. And then, you know, this is great that you've done this at this time. It's right now when we're kicking off tailgate season. People need this book, and so let people know where they can get it. I know they can get it's Amazon.com, but any other thoughts, and then any other places you'd like to direct them social media wise?
Yeah, Amazon.com is a great place to get it because, you know, you get it the next day. So that's awesome. And the price is really good on Amazon. You can also get it in the Chicagoland area at Costco's. And you can get it at all major bookstores around the country. It's in some independent bookstores, but it's in a lot of the big bookstores right now, which is awesome. So it's doing really well. And to find me on social media, on Instagram, we have at the Tailgate Cookbook, or you can find me personally. I post a lot about it on my personal Instagram, which is at Beth Table, or on Facebook, at the Tailgate Cookbook.
Ah, great stuff. We're going to be talking more about this, and I know it is going to be a Bible. It is going to be a handbook. It is going to be a guidebook for all those wanting to fully enjoy their tailgate. Beth, thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thanks so much, Dane. It was great.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll send it to news on the road with Dane here on 720 WGN.